Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty with Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. In downtown Sumter, where I spend my days as a horticulture agent, we have a free, city-owned jewel of a garden that started as a horticultural flop. In the 1920s, a local businessman, Mr. Bland, planted a shipment of Japanese iris in his normal flower bed. And when they failed miserably, he yanked them up and tossed them into his nearby fishing pond. Lo and behold, the following spring, he was struck speechless by a display of ethereal blossoms flourishing on the edge of that modest body of water. Unlike their German relatives, the Japanese irises, Iris incisa, require an acidic, organic soil and flourish in shallow water. They can be grown in a home garden if placed with other moisture-loving plants and given extra irrigation and frequent top dressings of compost. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.